Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in.
I have so much to talk about.
I actually do too. Sam, you weren't on the call yet, but I told Dad I have.
I missed the pre.
Yeah, you missed the production.
Wait, I thought that's what we're doing now.
Well, I actually don't know when I want to. I have absolutely massive news for the two of you. I don't know if you're, to the point I don't know if you're going to believe me, but I don't
have
think I've
started.
We're about to.
Oh, I thought this was the pre-production.
It is, but
I mean, I don't
there's
know.
There's nothing going on to fill 55 minutes. We might as well do the production on air. That's not true. We have the finals and the standings.
Okay, well, we'll get. I mean, do you want to do yours now? I mean, when do you want to do this big news?
Early, but we got other stuff to do in the meantime.
I've got like two huge questions for you two.
Okay.
And you don't have to answer them now, but I'm just gonna ask you now. At what point will you two admit that we got absolutely fleeced by Miami for that crappy two-bit pitcher that we gave up for one of the best hitters in baseball? You can answer that one, everyone.
First off, I think we all said it when we
yeah,
traded.
And we, yeah, well, that is one thing we do agree on.
Oh, we do? I thought you guys liked this guy.
Well, first off, he was very good until he signed an extension.
Well, that's
and
weird.
I do like him. That doesn't mean we didn't
well, get I didn't mean personally.
Fleeced in a trade. That doesn't mean the trade was good. Those two, like, if you went and traded, I'm going to make it, I'm just going to make it. If LA traded Mike Trout for, who's a good example here? For like Emmanuel Clase, the Cleveland closer. He's the Cleveland closer. He's a very good closer. That you like that you have this really good closer now, but you're like that was still a crappy.
But we don't have a really. Good
I'm exaggerating, now. But both can be true.
Oh, that guy sucks. So you can answer that whenever.
Although then, that example goes, Clase sucks right now. So.
All right, just Lopez guy.
He's the one that blew the game when Sam and I saw the greatest game ever played.
Oh, that's all he was.
That's why I had him in the mind.
Oh, I've never heard of him, but that's good. And then, do you? What if I told you that? I mean, I know we have
our next production meeting.
What?
I said we can run back the tapes in our next production.
No, that's fine.
I believe Sam and I. He had 42 saves last year. Emmanuel Clase
for Cleveland.
Yeah.
Never heard of the dude.
He was an all-star.
You know, we have some pretty famous people that listen to our show, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
And I don't recall if one of you two have ever done this show, but you don't listen to the show, so it wouldn't really count. But what if I told you that we actually have someone listening to our show, a huge brand new listener that actually threw a no-no this week?
If he's brand new, does that mean we are the reason he threw it?
Well,
did you listen to episode one prior?
No, I don't think he was.
Is it the HOA bump? Because my radio show back at school famously had the off the cob bump.
Yeah, I don't think he's he was born when we started the show 16 years ago. So
we had a lot of episodes in between.
That's true. He's picked up the show the last several months. I actually almost I turned to someone and said, "Hey." Now I knew how to say this. I said, "I don't think he's given up a you know what yet." I didn't say he has a no-no. And he struck the guy out and there it was. So, can I give him a shout out?
We are a sports radio show. It feels like a no-hitter is worth it.
I know.
It's if you want to reveal his identity.
I think there's people that pretend they don't listen. And then shockingly always call us out on things. But this guy, he's a proud listener.
I hope
I'm going to give him a shout out. Jack Wright, congratulations on your first high school. He's a sophomore. First career no-hitter. High school no-hitter.
I was going to ask, did you ask if he'd ever thrown one before?
No.
No offense to, you said his name was Jack?
I did.
I swear to God, I don't mean this in a negative way. I would be shocked
negative.
If it wasn't, I don't mean it to be. I would be surprised if it wasn't just his first overall.
Well, it probably was. I don't know.
Some guys go, I'm sure most, a lot of.
In section, you both played in section playoffs before. You both played at different fields, but then this is at Richfield.
Yeah,
but,
where is it? Oh, it's at Richfield? Why is
They have a neat little, it's so dusty though, I can't breathe. And
since
I have
when?
To. I,
like at high school?
Yeah, the last 3 years or so, they have a really neat little kind of town ball thing. They have a grandstand, and concession stand, and then fairly nice dugouts. It's I mean I don't think anyone there is listening. It's so dusty though, they got to do some cleaning. That you come home, you're just drenched in dirt, and now it's in my throat. But so shout out to Jack Wright, huge fan when we reveal all the sins of Coach Myers. So I don't.
Do you have any you want to air out?
Well, yeah, I sort of do. You want to hear this? So
can I pause you before that, because I will forget to do what I need to do right now. Because what I need to do right now is remind people where they can find us.
Oh yeah.
Which is all anywhere you find your podcast on any given day. That's the easy one. But the more important one is 94.1 FM WFNU Frogtown Community Radio. We come to you live every in the Twin Cities area, or streaming on WFNU.org, or on the WFNU Frogtown Community Radio app. Just go search it in the App Store. But if you are in the Twin Cities area, we are live Saturday mornings, 7 a.m., and Sunday mornings, 1 a.m. So Saturday heading into Sunday, but technically Sunday at 1 a.m. is our repeat show. I recommend listening at that hour, because we'll probably make more sense than we do at 7 a.m., unless you've had a really long Friday night, then maybe 7 a.m. is the way to go about it. But we're just at the kick off the first pitch. Following us is a much more important show, and probably not at this point anymore, but just a couple days ago, a fellow New Yorker of mine, Connor, and Connor's Corner. Dad, what's going on with Connor? How did he enjoy New York?
Well, we're going to find out tomorrow, or I guess, wait, that's not true.
There's no way you haven't talked to him.
I have talked to him, but it'll all be on the show tomorrow. Well, here's the interesting thing. I think we have some sort of telethon that's going on tomorrow, which will actually have been yesterday when you're listening to this. But Connor, I'll be honest with you. He didn't have a lot to. I'm confused on his New York journey. I got to find out more, because he didn't seem to do very much. Now, we sort of questioned him going there, but he liked New York. He's always fascinated by the. I think I've told you this before. He's fascinated with the garbage and how many rats are underneath it on the curb.
So, can I just tell you my takes on it, and then I'll pass.
Well,
it
we've
back
talked it. Yeah, I mean, I've walked by it.
Pass on to Connor, but I've had two recent visitors to the. I have to come up with a name for my bed and breakfast, because. Yeah, you got a good name.
Is your roommate back yet, or what the heck's going on?
My roommate is back. My roommate and co. Co-owner isn't what you would say for bed and breakfast. You'd say like you're a
co-manager.
Not co-manager, but that too. Like a proprietor, you know? I don't know. Back from...
What about the motel? What street do you live on?
18th.
Maybe you don't want to give that out.
Well, 18th goes across the whole island. Good luck.
Motel 18th.
I like to think we're a little bit upper, higher end than a motel, but that's probably a good... Probably a good place to start. Where was I going with this? Oh, she's back.
The rats.
She's back. We are loaded up on travel-sized oil, balsamic vinaigrette, and Nutella, because apparently those are everywhere in Italy, and they were smuggled across international lines.
Wow. Nutella.
Yeah, you know, the, like, chocolate hazelnut spread? Ever had it? No?
I don't love Nutella.
It is pretty good. I don't know about that, but...
Our next guest at the Motel 18 or whatever Sam wants to call it.
Motel?
I said the same thing. She's upset. Sam called it a motel. I think it wasn't meant negatively. You've upset her.
Can I ask a question? Wasn't your roommate in Italy?
And London, yes.
Why is Nutella a thing there? I feel
it just is. Like, Nutella in Italy is...
I understand olive oil and balsamic and stuff.
I'm being told it started in Italy, which
Nutella?
I didn't know.
Nutella?
Yeah, that's what I'm being told.
Fake peanut butter or whatever the heck it is?
No, it's like chocolate hazelnut.
I think the story is they ran out of cacao beans, so started replacing them with hazelnuts during the shortage.
Can you hear the background?
Yeah.
Okay, so for those who are hard of hearing...
That could be a theory.
What'd you say, Dad?
I was just going to say I'm losing interest. Could she get to the point?
She did. I think I interrupted. Oh. They ran out of...
Just kidding.
They ran out of cacao, substituted
cacao.
Hazelnut. That's what you make chocolate out of.
I know, but that's... But Nutella's like... God.
It's hazelnut. It's chocolate hazelnut. I mean, I don't know what you want.
But it's
what do you
fake,
want from me?
Was it supposed to be fake chocolate?
No, it's just a, it's a different, I don't know, it's like,
I feel like it's like
peanut butter versus almond butter. It's like kind of similar. Like it's just like slightly different.
It's the equivalent to Spam in the chocolate world.
It's way better than that.
I don't.
Well, I understand that, but I mean the equivalent.
No, not mean. I don't really know. It's kind of its own thing at this point. I feel like. You said it's kind of like Spam of chocolate. I don't think you know what Spam is, so
yes,
that's not
helpful. But it was at the time, but now it's its own world.
Oh, okay. It was sort of meant to be at the time because it was all they could make do, but it's now obviously nicer than that. Okay. Anyways, the bed and breakfast. My last two guests both made comments about the garbage as well.
It's hard not to. I mean, if you've been, if you haven't been to New York, and if you go for the first time, the second you get there, you're going to notice what we're talking
about. And for all of you who will eventually come to New York.
Yes.
The explanation is, in most other cities, there's alleys, there's back streets, there's, no, there's, like, places to put garbage.
That's true. That's true.
There is nowhere in New York. Every building is side to side, back to back. The only place to put the garbage is on the street. And it's picked up every morning. The other thing I will say about garbage trucks, though, in New York compared to other places, they do their business early. You don't really see garbage trucks in New York, but there's garbage everywhere, and then it's gone.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Like 4 a.m.
So you say that it's picked up every day. I find I could be wrong, and you, I mean, you live there, and I only fly in and out. I feel like there's always garbage on the. Is there ever a time where all the garbage is gone?
No, because different streets have different garbage.
Oh, so that's the problem.
Because it's such a hard, it's so hard for those trucks to weave through the streets.
I get it.
And the streets go in different directions. They'll go all the way down, like 18th Street will be on one day, and so will then, you know, 19th and 20th and 21st and 22nd, they'll just weave. And then the next day is 25 through 30 or whatever. That's not the exact right numbers, but there's just, they can't do it all in one day or else you'd have garbage trucks everywhere. I did have a comment from the Peanut Gallery.
Yeah.
Rome is the same as New York.
Huh?
Rome is the same as New York.
Rome is the same as New York. And
well,
you
know what they say.
I was going to say the same thing, but I'll let you.
I don't know. I was wondering if you knew what they said because I didn't.
Oh.
I knew it was something about Rome. When in Rome.
I was going to say two things about Rome. Yeah, Rome wasn't built in a day, and what they're still waiting to build is the garbage facilities.
Yeah, and then when
what
in Rome.
What is that where they're like, yeah, when in Rome? He just kind of stares at the guy, and he's like, when in Rome what? What do you do when you're in Rome?
I know. That's the problem. That's where it stops.
Is that The Hangover? He says that?
I'm sure they say a lot in The Hangover, but it was said.
Or no, it's Anchorman. It's Anchorman.
But I think it's before. I mean, I think that's like that term has been used before the movie.
No, of course. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't understand.
The movie is someone says when in Rome and Ron Burgundy just stares at him like, please continue.
That's
true. Well, when in Rome, what do you do?
I feel like the three of us could redo Anchorman. We're sort of.
Yeah, probably. So anyway, the garbage and the garbage brings in rats. I mean,
well, Sam must have noticed the garbage.
So my co-founder, owner, / roommate, asked Sam differences between San Francisco and New York.
Okay.
And Sam was basically like, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong here, Sam. He was like, more garbage, less drugs.
I was saying we have homeless and needles on the ground, and
which I've seen.
New York has trash and rats.
It's poison, as they say, quite literally.
Both. The rats, I mean, the needles are pretty creepy.
But the one thing San Francisco does have going for them is they do sidewalk cleaning like at least once a week on the sidewalk. So the sidewalks are clean. And so there was never trash or anything. You can't pile anything up because they clean the sidewalks every week.
Yeah. Well, that problem in New York in that sense is it's each property's job to keep in front of their.
Oh, and another thing, I mean, I mentioned this, cops don't exist in San Francisco and New York. They exist everywhere.
Oh, it's like it's mom's favorite thing. And she's like she's like, I've never felt safer than anywhere in New York because there's a cop in every street corner.
By the way, that's a little ridiculous, but it's pretty safe.
Yeah.
But what we're underselling is the size of the rats. They're the size of dogs.
I am telling you, though, D.C. gives New York a run for their money with the rats.
Okay. Well, and the I'm size sure or the amount?
Both.
Yeah. I mean, I you would know because you lived in both. But Jesus, those rats are big in New York. So I can only imagine.
My co-founder says DC rats are worse.
So, you know how I said Coach Myers? I want to tell a Coach Myers story. I'm going to put you in his shoes, okay? Huh?
I said I didn't even know where we were going with that old conversation, so yeah.
I you just said, can I? So I'm going to put you in particular, Drew, in this conversation. So today we played, and if we won, we move on. We don't play again until Tuesday in the championship series. Mm-hmm. If we would lose, we play at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. Mm-hmm. So here's my Coach Myers story, and I could see you, you know, you've coached, you live with somebody. Coach Myers, person that he lives with, also the mother of his child, it's her birthday tomorrow. It's the most important day of her life, apparently.
The birthday or tomorrow, specifically?
Her birthday. She lives for it every year. I mean, well, we all do, I guess, in a weird way. But it's just she looks forward to her birthday every year. They have reservations for dinner. It's at 7 o'clock. Do you know that he failed to tell her that if we lose, that he would be at a baseball game tomorrow?
Because he just he's that confident.
Yeah. No, he was scared. I knew you guys were going to say that. He was scared. And I was getting the guest room available just in case he had to come off the bus and come over here.
Well, the guest room is recently upgraded.
So. Oh, it's been painted. You should see what's going on up there, by the way.
We got a photo of the new desk because it's the same one we have. We were the bed and breakfast.
The tall desk?
The standing one, yeah.
Well, here's what's confusing me about the standing desk. We just got a chair that if you sit in it, you're pretty much sitting underneath the desk. So I'm confused, but whatever.
Well, the desk can raise and lower. What is
that? Yeah, we have so many boxes here every day. We could own our own recycling thing. But so anyways, he was afraid. And no man is luckier than him that we won that game today. So
I think you're discrediting his
faith. As they say, never a doubt.
No. Oh, no. He was sweating for the first few innings, so it was going to get ugly. So there's my Coach Myers story.
So I want to – can I go
What's
into
your
my,
deal?
My big news?
Yeah, let's
And
do
I
it.
Don't want this to spiral into something greater because I'd actually like to spend most time on NBA Finals, Stanley Cup Finals. But I literally was this morning. So I wake up this morning. I have a Twitter notification, which is kind of weird because why did I get a Twitter notification overnight? Then I realize I have two.
Well, Twitter's open 24 hours. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, but like who's liking or doing something with my Twitter at, you know, the middle of the night.
Yeah, go.
I had tweeted something about Georgetown basketball the night before. So like, okay, maybe somebody liked it. But then I realize I have two. Somebody did like one of those tweets. And then I have a new follower, which like, okay, who knows who this follower could be? The name of the person is Tom G. I'm like, I don't know a Tom G. That's kind of weird. Like, who could that be?
Uh-huh.
Like, click on it. The handle of Tom G, I swear to God, at Tommy Watkins.
What?
So then I'm like, that's got to just be a coincidence. In the bio, Minnesota Twins third base coach. Then I'm like, this has to be a joke. He's followed by two people that I also follow. Dan Hayes and Doe Park, who are the two different Twins beat writers.
So you're the guy following those two. Go ahead.
I follow those two. Tommy Watkins, the Minnesota Twins third base coach.
Worst third base coach in the history of the Minnesota Twins.
Well, be careful with that. He may be listening.
Oh.
That's why we earlier were like, well, I have a famous listener. I was like, I think I might too, and now I'm a little worried.
Oh, wait. He's not that bad. I mean, I think sometimes it's hard in the heat of the moment. I mean, am I doing better?
Well,
we've all coached
really slow, which doesn't
it's
help
hard with the speed of the game. It's hard to really know what to do. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. And then I forgot about it. And then the Twins are playing today. They're losing again. They were winning at one point. They're loot, whatever. I
think it might be a pattern, but go ahead.
Yeah. Whatever.
Sorry, Tom.
Not really the point. That's why I said, I don't want this to spiral into too much Twins talk. I know they're not worth it.
Okay.
I tweet something about the Twins. And then I get a notification that somebody liked it. And my immediate thought, which is stupid because they're playing, was like, oh, my God. He saw it and he said something. Like, I can't tweet about it.
So what was the
anymore.
Tweet?
Yeah.
It was, you cannot continue to roll out Kepler and Gallo in the lineup together. You shouldn't really have Kepler out there at all. Gallo sure. at least gives power and walks once in a while. But they're basically the same guy. I stand by holding onto Kepler as the biggest offseason mistake. Now, the guy that liked that was some other Twins fan that probably was searching Kepler or Gallo.
No, what was the tweet Tommy liked?
Yeah.
He didn't. I was worried he did. But now I'm realizing he's going to – I mean, he follows like 1,700
Wait,
people.
Wait, no. What was the tweet Tommy did like?
He didn't. He just followed
he followed
me.
He follows
me. Why?
Why? I have no idea. But I all the guy's got to do is scroll back 2 weeks in my tweets, and he'll probably stop.
I mean, is Royce Lewis the greatest player on this planet?
Did he just do something else?
Do you want me to spoil it? Or are you watching it?
I have the best.
He just hit a game-tying homer.
He might be the greatest player of all time.
They'll figure out a way to screw him up, by the way.
Not trying to be funny.
Absolutely crushed a dead center.
The Twins' third base coach, who we have not always said nice things about, and I have not always tweeted nice things about, now follows me on Twitter. And I had this moment of panic stupidly during the Twins game that he was responding to my tweets. And so, like, oh, my God. First off, I'm not going to actually watch what I say, but, like.
Can we talk about that a second? Why is he even engaged? Like,
he's not engaging, to be fair.
No, I get it. But he shouldn't be following people that might be tweeting about the he should stay away from any Twins tweets ever.
He follows 1,700
I can see the balls. I know, that's my point. I can see the ball hanging out by the
Here, if I go to his Twitter and I click on following, people he's following.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying.
I'm first.
Why does he do this?
I'm first.
Well, that was like, I mean, Frank Caliendo follows me.
Frank Caliendo follows me too. He must have just followed a bunch of people at some point. It's literally the Twins, Buxton, Dick Bramer, the Twins communications guy.
Joey
one,
Gallo
two,
is awful.
Three writers. And then it's just a bunch of writers, like Bally Sports, Trevor Plouffe.
Oh, well, you might – Bally Sports might not be following you for long. What? I don't even understand what's going
no,
on.
No, they're the judge forced them to pay us.
I've watched
or,
the Twins.
Or probably. They have to declare that they're bailing out of the contract, which then allows the MLB to distribute the games however they see fit.
I've probably watched the Twins three times this year, and because I just flipped it on because I wanted to see the replay of the home run, and all three times I've seen Gallo strike out. Jesus, he bad. To Drew's point earlier that started this whole thing, Kepler's off. Why? How do you?
That's my point. At least when Gallo makes contact, it's probably a home run. And the only thing I will say about Joey Gallo, the average is bad, but his on base is still like 350 or something. Yeah. I mean, maybe not now.
How do you send down that Wallner guy or whatever his name is? I mean,
for these two, that's my point.
Well,
yeah,
for
Joey Gallo's on base, even though he's only hitting 195 or whatever, is still 330.
Okay, that's fine. But Kepler,
my point is, it's one thing to have them both. It's another thing to play them both.
No, I'm with you. I don't know how you send a guy down that hot.
He's still hot. You can bring him back up.
Yeah, for a guy that has never been hot in his entire career, but I guess.
He had one good year because they juiced the baseballs. And that
he had a good year of hitting home runs. His average is still crappy.
Well, yeah, but I mean.
He's off. Whatever. Again, I mean, it's like.
You'll take the power. If the average is bad and he hits 40 home runs, you'll take it. But anybody with a pair of eyes knew that was.
Yeah, no, I know. It is what it is. Yeah.
You know, he got MVP votes that year.
Well, I don't think his.
And honestly, to be fair to him, he did hit 250 and his on base was 340.
I don't think his German dancing parents should count.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't know who he got the votes from. I don't know if they said. He got a not insignificant number, I think.
Oh.
Because he was like 20th or something. Now, I don't know how many guys get votes. But anyways. The Twins' third base coach follows me, and I'm really not sure how to think about it.
He won't for long because you're not going to be able to help yourself. Because
well, here's the thing.
I've already said like four negative things since this game started.
He wouldn't follow you if he didn't agree with or like your content.
That's
before.
True, by the way.
So if you stop, that means he's going to unfollow you.
I do think there's probably an aspect of, like, you, I don't know. I feel like it's hard to ignore if people are saying things about you and your team. Like, I guess maybe if he sees, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I'm trying to rationalize and I'm not sure I can. Yeah, Tommy Watkins. Of all, first off, my real point here is, like, of all people.
No, I know.
In that organization.
I mean, we ripped them off.
No offense to the rest of the coaching staff and organization, of all the basically irrelevant people it could have been. Could have been the bullpen coach. Could have been the pitching coach. Could have been the bullpen catcher. Could have been the first base coach, who I think is probably a really good guy. Seems like a fun dude. Could have been the double A assistant coach. It was the third base coach. It could have been the trainer, who has only got a job because they fired the last one for no reason.
I'm trying to understand
this. He's the
this.
Only non-Rocco guy, I think we talk about on this show, on the staff.
I will say we've ripped everyone on the show, so it doesn't really.
No, matter. But we haven't ripped first base coach or really the pitching coach. Or we should start ripping the hitting coach. I think we probably have done that.
Yeah, well, wasn't he like from some single A?
Yeah, it was stupid. Stupid hire. That's what it gets you. Pitching coach.
All their hires are stupid.
Wait, that guy, what's his face? Wes Johnson left to LSU. The guy they got is probably better, actually. He's been pretty good.
Yeah. The Twins are just...
Tommy Watkins.
They're mid, as you guys say.
That's, I think, what we expected him to be. I think we all were like, he'll be 500, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. Tommy Watkins. Follows me on Twitter.
That's bizarre.
I'll let you know if he interacts at all. It happened today. I didn't tweet until he was clearly a little busy, but I have not said great things during this game. I've said a couple nice things, actually.
That's about him?
No. I did say Correa and Royce Lewis got terrible breaks in the same inning, and in the same inning, the ump forgot how to count, which was probably not a good look on the ump, and also he doesn't
inspire confidence. Yeah, what the heck happened? I saw a tweet about that.
So it was first and third. Correa's up. Works a full count. Guy throws a ball. Now it's a good pitch. It wasn't way outside, but it was a ball. Correa starts to take his thing off. Guy rings him up. Bad call. Whatever. Should have been a walk. Should have loaded the bases. We score a run. Lewis comes up. I want to say first and third is again or whatever. It doesn't really matter that much. Foul. Ball. Foul. So it's 1-2 count if you're keeping track of. An even worse ball than against Correa, low, calls it a strike, but just calls it a strike. And everyone's just kind of standing there. And the pitcher's like got three fingers up. The catcher turns around. He's like, dude, that's three strikes. And they're all, and Lewis doesn't say anything, obviously, and they're all kind of standing there. And I legitimately thought they might have to go to like review or something, but I think he called over who's, I'm assuming the.
Yeah, I mean, don't they all use a.
Yeah, one of their up, and he was like, yeah, man, that's three. He turns around, he calls him out. I was like, so you not only made two bad strike three calls, you didn't even know one of them was strike three. Probably doesn't inspire confidence in the calls he made, but.
No, that's probably.
So that was like not a bad thing, but yeah, so third base coach. My favorite.
I feel like in all sports, this is, I mean, we don't need to go down this road because you guys want to talk NBA, but the refereeing is just getting so awful in every sport that it's sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, we don't need to go down, but it just gets worse and worse by the minute in every sport, except for wrestling. Those guys, those are pros. Yeah, they're pros.
Yeah. I mean, they even take punches too. They battle through it.
Right. Right. So, I mean, other than that, they the rest of them suck.
So that was my big news.
I got big news too, and not you two. You're done, I don't want to.
No, I was just gonna say I honestly wasn't.
I mean,
sure
how long can we talk about Tommy Watkins for crying out loud?
Yeah.
For the first time in school history, the Santa Clara Broncos won the West Coast Conference tournament, heading to the. End of the tourney for the first time in like 30 years, but you wouldn't know that from the media because the media like to hype up Eastern, Western, Southern Illinois making the tournament right. for the first time in 15 years. But why highlight Santa Clara? I don't know.
Makes you feel any better?
I flipped that game
about
on and,
either of those teams.
Oh no! And like the in the articles about before they released the regions. They were like, shout out to so-and-so and so-and-so for making it to the tourney for the first time in 20 years. Well, so did we, but they didn't want to shout us up. But anywho, I would like to have a gripe because we got absolutely screwed.
Why?
Santa Clara.
Oh, did you see our region? We're in the region of death. We got Arkansas, TCU, and Arizona.
Where's it at? It's going to be hot.
Well, Arkansas, because they're the number three seed.
Oh, jeez.
But, yeah, the boys are buzzing. They were winning every game by over 10 runs, except in the championship they won by six or so. And
are the brothers still on the team?
Yeah, the guys you met.
Mm-hmm.
My Coleman friends. And Dawson, they both hit over 400 in the tourney. Over 300. Dawson was named player of the tournament. And we also have a guy who broke the school record in home runs. So I'd watch out for the Broncos.
Jeez. Well, what happened?
I had to shout him out them out.
You should. So who do we have more faith in at this point? Santa Clara, first time in, you said history, right?
Second time, no, they've made it to the tourney before in like late 1900s, but the first time they won the West Coast Conference tourney.
Right, that's what I meant, right. So who do we have faith in? The first time West Coast Conference champs. Sorry. Why Santa Clara? Sorry, I was reading something and it distracted me. Or Toledo. Have you heard about Toledo?
No.
Or Tulane? Was it Toledo or Tulane?
I don't know. There's Tulane? A difference.
There's definitely a difference.
One's in New Orleans. One is
one has a lot of our people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and that one. It is that one. It's Tulane. I had Toledo in my head, but it's Tulane. Tulane made it to the tourney.
I feel
either
like
of you happen to know before. What Tulane's record is?
Oh, it's like 19-40.
That's exactly what it is, 19-40.
What?
19
they went on a run?
And 40.
So five of those wins was in probably the tournament they were in.
And who's in their region?
I gotta go look.
I'm sure LSU or I'm sure they're got
NCAA baseball regions.
Wow. Oh, here it is. LSU,
told you.
Oregon State, and Sam Houston. We got screwed.
Well, Oregon State's probably a borderline top 16 team, I would assume.
Sure.
19-40.
Wow. So
they were 8-16 in the conference. They were the seventh seed. and they just went on a run.
How many did they have to win it all?
They beat Houston in the first round.
One.
They beat Memphis in the second round.
Two.
They lost to Houston in their first semifinal game.
Okay.
Bounced back to beat Houston in the second semifinal.
Three wins. Yep.
And then in the final, they beat East Carolina, who's kind Four of a
wins.
Baseball powerhouse. 8-6.
So a third of their win.
They are the Pirates. That's correct.
A third of their win. Tulane, I thought it was like the Green Wave.
No,
Eastern Carolina.
Oh, yeah. A third of their wins were in the tournament. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well,
you get hot at the right time.
Yeah, it's baseball. You know, you get one good pitcher, he gets you through.
Here's my favorite thing, too. I read an article. The headline was like something like, rival coaches say they weren't surprised by Tulane's run. And I was like, that's
a lie.
They had won 14 games.
Right.
You were surprised.
I mean, you fear when you're in a tournament, you fear that team that's the seventh or eighth seed. You really fear them.
Yeah, you're really stressed about
yeah.
that seventh seed is 15.
Oh
games.
My God, that's so stupid.
If you want to catch them, Friday, 2:00, 1:00 for you, Dad. What is that? 11:00 for you, Sam, ESPNU.
So we got
that's tomorrow. I guess.
Oh yeah, today's we got the Women's World Series going on. Although I think it's rained out tonight.
So I saw Tennessee won a game like 10-5. That's the most runs they've ever scored in a women's college World Series game. That's surprising to me. 10's not that many. Although they were always a program built on pitching.
Oh, is that true?
No, isn't that who's the really good pitcher?
Tennessee beat out. Okay, wait a second. I just turned it on. By the way, Cheryl Reeve is awful. The Lynx lost again. But
it's the pop.
Her greatest service to us will be making us go winless, so we can get.
It's the Popovich trajectory.
So they're showing the as I flipped on to see if the game was rained out. It's in a delay. They have the Tennessee Alabama game on. It's the bottom of second. Tennessee's already got 4 runs.
Oh well, I can tell you they scored 10.
No, I know. I'm saying this is the game you're talking about.
Obviously. Yeah. Monica Abbott. That's who I was thinking of.
Oh, the lefty.
Yeah, she went to a 4-time All-American. She went to.
By the way, the fact that I knew she was a lefty is actually sick.
You did have a 50-50 chance.
Well, that's true, but I mean, I was pretty confident.
He's got a good point.
He does have a good point. I mean, and I don't have a huge comeback other than I was very confident when I said
lefty. Yeah, we didn't ask you and you didn't guess.
Right. So, yes, Sam has a good point. It was a 50-50 chance, but I came out with that very confidently.
Yeah, so like I said, program
Would you rather watch softball or baseball college?
I like college baseball better than the pros, so I mean.
I think time of year, I'd rather watch the softball just because. And this is I choose my words wisely here, but it's almost like a novelty. Like you can't watch it during the year, and when it's finally on, it's so crazy. You know, it's like being played at the highest level.
I also like watching the college softball World Series too. Actually watching it the other day, and someone goes, "Why are you watching?" And I go, "Well, take a seat and start watching, and you'll understand."
Isn't Oklahoma? Haven't they won like 50 games in a row?
I they're getting there. I don't know what they're at.
And the one win was this crazy 2-out walk off that I happened to be watching.
48. They're at 48.
Oh, I overshot it by 2 there, but I happened to see the one where they hit the 3-run homer with 2 strikes and 2 outs. I don't know why I flipped it on right at that time. Unbelievable. She just throws it right down the middle, and of course she hits a 3-run homer. I was like, this is like almost fixed, but no.
Yeah.
And they're playing some weird team too that I
was it when they were playing Louisiana?
The Raging Cajuns. Was that who it was? Yeah.
I thought so. Or I was that first guest at the Airbnb is here at that
point. Being in Minnesota here, we've seen some pretty devastating things.
Yeah.
That?
I don't know if that's the game you're talking about, but I thought they beat them.
It was going to eliminate them from the whole thing, I think.
Are you talking about when they beat Stanford? Because that's who they played in the Super Regional.
No. They were at home down 3 runs in the bottom of the 7th. It had to be Louisiana. Or one of those. It was a team like that. I think it was the regions, not the super. No, maybe it was the super regions.
They beat, yeah, I don't. I, let me, I
they guess just I beat. Find it. They beat Stanford today.
Oh, okay.
It was a super. Yeah.
And they played Clemson in the super regionals, I think.
Oh, then was it? I don't think it was Clemson.
I'm pulling it up.
Don't yeah.
Worry. I got you here. That's the actual World Series bracket. I want regional.
Or just say three. Three-run comeback win.
Well, no, because I want to pull up the whole bracket because I know we're going to talk more softball. What else are you
going to
talk about?
I know. How sad.
Oklahoma. Oh, with Hofstra, Cal, Missouri. That was their regional. And then they beat Clemson in their.
So it might have been Clemson that had them down.
Yeah, because here's what they did in their regional. They beat Hofstra 11-0. They followed up that with an 11-0 defeat to Missouri, and then they beat Cal 16-3.
Okay, then it was Clemson had him down.
8-7, they beat Clemson. The Raging Cajuns were in, I want to say they were with Washington, maybe? And that was kind of a crazy. Oh, no, Washington.
That was the Gophers.
No, I know, but then they played the Raging Cajuns.
Oh, next, yep.
Yeah, and that game was like tight for a while. And they pulled the pitcher, and they immediately something we know a lot about. They pulled the pitcher, and they just immediately gave it all up. But softball, Women's College World Series softball. Can I quickly? Switch gears very, very quickly.
Yeah.
The Kepler situation may have handled itself. He left the game today with a migraine.
A migraine.
Buxton got hit by a pitch again and had to leave.
That looked like it hurt. How
is it possible if he always gets hit in the exact place that's going to take him out?
No, that's a fair point.
made out of glass much? Jesus. I think the Twins just won.
Did they? Willie Castro? Did he do it?
Yep.
With the bases loaded.
Maybe one of the worst throws I've ever seen in.
I'm not sure how they won that game, but they did.
Sack fly.
So Buxton will be out, what, 3 to 7 months?
Yeah, well, the good news is hopefully Kepler's it lasts a little bit longer and Wallner can head across the river.
Where did he get hit?
The ribs.
Oh, so he fractured a rib.
He took like a 96-mile-per-hour fastball off the rib. It did not look good, in fairness.
I'm not even saying his injuries aren't legitimate, like he's faking. It's just, come on already.
No, I know. It is at that point where it's just absolutely crazy.
I don't know how you give him a ton of money. Like, he's not available.
That much money. He's still on that, you know, it's like, it's not that expensive of a contract. But it's like, I thought wasn't it like a 7-year contract? Like,
Seven-year,
$100 million contract.
I know why he would sign it, because
no, but
the guy's literally made out of glass.
But like, I guess my point is, this is the first, second, one, two, three.
I'm not sure I understand.
Siri's not sure what I'm talking about. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Ask Siri this.
It's the second year of a 7. He's in the second year of a 7-year. $100 million contract, which honestly is not that much.
No, well, if he was playing, it isn't, but you're right.
Well, fair. I think you're getting that value.
Why are we using bubblegum buckets to pour water on the guy?
I was literally going to say the exact same thing.
Don't we have something else? Where's the gum?
Here's a funny take for you. So Dan Hayes, who's the Twins writer for The Athletic, who I really like. Pretty funny guy, actually. Willie Castro's sack fly gives the Twins a 7-6 victory. They rallied from 3 down in the 8th to top Cleveland. That's one tweet. He then replies to his own tweet, and he goes, you know, a cynic might point out that the Twins still don't have a hit with the bases loaded and no outs.
It's true.
It's true. Love
sack fly.
It's true. I laugh.
How is that possible?
No, I was watching the game, and our guy, Gordo Julian, was actually having a good hitting day, and then he decides to – after a double, I don't know if you saw it, he hit a double with Gallo standing on third.
He decided to
run to third. And if you watch the replay, he never even looked at Gallo. He just kept on running. He didn't look at the ball, didn't look at Gallo, obviously didn't look at the coach. He just kept on running. And that would have loaded the bases with zero outs. And I said to my friend who was watching the game, and I said, it's actually good he got out, because we can get a hit with runners on the corners. We can't get a hit with runners and with the bases loaded, and then we scored them.
It's because
I actually had a tweet the other day about the Twins base runner that I thought was very apt. I'm not sure if I brought it up. By the way, we didn't want to talk about the Twins. I brought up Tommy Watkins in here.
Well, I want to say two things on the Twins after your fact.
It wasn't a fact. I tweeted it, but now I'm going to tell you guys about it. I said basically – and I think I said this on air at some point. I always thought it was weird that the Twins brought back a guy that they fired to help with spring training. They brought that guy back to help with base running when they were never a good base running team to begin with. And if this season's any proof, it tells you one of two things. One, firing him was a good idea. Or two, he's still bitter about being fired, and he taught them nothing. And three, this is actually in the tweet to bring the Tommy Watkins story full circle. I said, well, Tommy Watkins continues to be as bad as it gets at third base. Hopefully he doesn't listen.
Tommy,
if it makes you feel any better, you're not working with a full deck with those guys.
Welcome to the orchard, Tommy, if you are listening.
Yeah, anyways.
Everything said here is all in fun. Two things on the Twins. The reason they don't do well with the bases loaded is something we've harped on for I don't know how many years. They don't do the small things in baseball, and that's why they don't. Now,
the most inexplicable part is that they are good with runners in scoring position, and they are brutal with the bases loaded. Those two things just don't make sense.
Okay, and I think I'm on C.
Yep.
And then we need to move on because I know we don't have a lot of time left. If you want to talk basketball, we could literally have a show every single day for 4 hours and talk about the dysfunction that is the Twins. It's just endless. Yeah. Absolutely endless, but that's all I have to say.
Did you see old friend Gary Sanchez is like on fire now with San Diego? I'm happy for him. Two games, two home runs.
I thought he was on the Mets.
He was. They let him. They cut him, I guess. Oh. For his contract. I don't know. He was gone. And then he got picked up by San Diego. He's played two games, hit two home runs.
Wow.
Good for him. So here's my segue into basketball. And this is a real tweet from a very respected writer who writes for the Jazz and has been covering the Nuggets.
Oh, I thought it was Charles Barkley. Go ahead.
No. This is a real tweet from 30 minutes ago. Very possible, and I think we said this, very possible that the Minnesota Timberwolves will have given the Denver Nuggets their best series of the postseason. Sure, Phoenix won one more game, but that's just because of Devin Booker, and the Wolves were more competitive throughout the entire series. And that is a team that is in the finals and up 13 points on the
Heat. Yeah, they're going to walk away with it.
I think that's true. It's not the discussion to have right now, but I think if you look at the Denver's path, it's true. Now, I don't know if
that's actually the last several years, for whatever reason, we have played them tough. But
we do kind of – listen, the whole two bigs thing probably works against them because Jokic and Gordon, it just works. Miami's so small.
With all these coaches out there, why wouldn't we have grabbed one of them? Now, I would not pay – what's his – Monty Ellis or Monty?
Yeah, not Monty Ellis, but I know Monty Ellis was a player, but yeah.
Oh, what's his name? Monty Davis? What's the guy's name? That one was at Phoenix. What?
Monty Williams.
Monty Williams is getting the craziest amount of money I've ever seen from a guy that got fired. I mean, how in what world do you get fired and become the highest paid coach in the history of the NBA? It's the most bizarre thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, well, here's the only thing I will say about that is I give Detroit credit for all the
throws so bad.
The throw was so bad because it literally just plunked off the mound.
I told you that.
Oh, I didn't hear you say the mound part.
No, that's I said it.
It looked okay, and then all of a sudden just popped straight up. I give Detroit credit for going for it. You know, they wanted. He's proven to be a very good coach. I think we know that an aged Durant put them into a pretty crappy position in terms of what they had beyond him. I think the Heat and Nuggets are showing that in today's NBA, you need a team with depth. Like, guys are going to get hurt. You are going to need support from your bench. And Phoenix had none of it because of the Durant trade. And so I think he'll be good for Detroit, but I give Detroit credit. You know, they went and they made this splash.
I don't know. Yeah.
They've been so bad for so long. I give them credit.
Yep. But God, that's a lot.
So we got about 10 minutes left. It is a lot of money. Denver with 8 minutes left as I turn my back is up. Hold, please.
Well, again,
12 because Porter Jr.'s missed a three.
It's a lot of money when you just got fired, too.
It is.
It's mind-boggling.
But I mean, you're trying to revitalize a whole franchise. You're going to go take a risk on some random.
I think,
you know,
Doc Rivers goes back to Boston. What do you think of that?
I think they're going to keep Mazzulla.
Okay.
And I don't know. And I don't.
I mean, I could care less. Really, I just thought I'd throw that out there.
No, it's a good point. I'm fascinated to see what they do.
Doc Rivers is awful. He's one of the worst coaches ever. That's a hot take.
I think he should go back to Glenn. I think he'd be better.
Yeah.
2 of 9 for Porter. He's actually
playing well. Sam, have you thought of applying for the GM job out in your neck of the woods?
I would love to.
That guy's had enough.
But I actually do have a former teacher that worked in not the GM, but like the GM office of the 49ers. He may have a connection out here.
Oh.
May have to hit him up.
Yeah. I mean,
see what he's got going on.
I don't know. It's wouldn't be the worst. I mean,
we got some funny tidbits about Glenn and the Sixers, from an inside source when Sam was visiting New York.
Oh yeah, we did. We did get some,
He was very complimentary about Glenn, for whatever it's worth.
Glenn did pay him off.
Yeah, well, listen, you know who to get on your side.
That's true.
He was not as complimentary about a certain person with a very large beard, which didn't shock me. Who did he say was his favorite? It was somebody super random.
With a T.
Let me pull up the Sixers roster.
Not Tyrese, not...
No, not Tyrese Maxey.
No, it wasn't Maxey?
Was it? I don't think
How many
it
was.
I thought it was somebody like super random.
Hey, give me their roster.
Joel Embiid, James Harden, Tobias Harris, Tyrese Maxey, Mac McClung, Jalen McDaniels, D'Anthony Melton, Shake Milton, Georges Niang, B-Ball Paul, Jaden Springer.
Are those real Jayden words Tucker. That you're using?
It was Maxey, and he was a big fan of B-Ball Paul.
Yeah, that's. I think you're right. Which neither of those surprise me. B-Ball Paul's a Big East guy. I got a fact for you about the finals. Here's a fun fact for you about the finals. There are, let me pull up the graphic that I have on hand. There are six universities with multiple players on NBA Finals rosters. None have more than three. And the rest have two. So it's two with three, four with two. You want to guess those universities? One's very obvious.
Well, Duke.
That's wrong. But
Kentucky?
Kentucky has three.
Okay. What am I trying to... Okay, Kentucky.
Schools with multiple players in the 2023 NBA Finals.
Villanova.
Villanova has two. They have Gillespie on the Nuggets and Kyle Lowry on the Heat.
Okay.
There's going to be one that you should be guessing. That's why I'm bringing this up.
Wait a second. Oh, they have to have multiple on the same team.
No, they can have one on each.
Well, how is Duke not one? They've got. Wait a second. My bad. I was thinking Kevin, or what's his name? Kevin Love?
Well, you're on the right track, though, with Kevin Love.
UCLA.
UCLA has
But two. I was thinking he went to Duke for a second. So
nope. UCLA is one. So you have Villanova, Kentucky, and UCLA. There's three.
I'm teams. Actually doing good at this.
Yeah. You're missing a very obvious one for, I mean, given the source.
Well, Georgetown.
Georgetown, Jeff Green, and Omer Yurtseven. So you got two more. Yurtseven. Both big schools.
Well, I'm going to rule out Santa Clara and the Gophers. Just
those are, yeah.
For the sake of argument. Yep. Sam, do you got one here?
I missed the first part of the question.
Schools with multiple players on NBA Finals rosters. So far, Dad has named Kentucky, Georgetown, Miami, UCLA, Villanova. Not Miami. One, I will say one hasn't been great. Oh, they were pretty good this year, but I would call them a more historic program in a way.
Oh.
UConn?
No.
I would say Georgetown is more historic, but I guess that one. UNLV?
No.
I just threw that one out there.
No.
Do we have a West Coast? Anyone on the West Coast?
I'll give you this. You have a Pac-12.
Gonzaga?
Nope. You have a Pac-12 and a Big Ten.
Oh. Purdue? No.
Nope.
Michigan?
I'm giving you I'm giving you each like two more guesses and then we got
okay.
A Pac. Oh, Indiana.
Indiana is your Big Ten team. Correct.
About time, Sam.
And a Pac-12 team.
Do you have any idea who the two players are?
Well, I knew Zeller. That's how I got Indiana.
Yep. And then
who's in the finals again?
Victor Oladipo.
Oh,
with the other Indiana.
Oh, Arizona.
Arizona's correct. Sam, good work. That's good.
What are you talking about? I got like four of them.
I said good teamwork.
Oh,
well, I cleaned up your scraps.
Yeah,
well, he closed.
He closed.
Sam, good work. Yeah, he
closed. Well, I had to distract him by work while Drew asked that, but I came in hot.
Yeah, he did what he needed to do.
Are you on call, Sam?
Not right now, but I am this weekend.
Okay, very quickly. Nuggets, Heat, who do you got?
Nuggets and four, easy.
Wow, okay. Dad?
I mean, I think it's probably going to be five because something weird will happen, but... four would not. I wish it was four, just so it gets over.
So you got the Nuggets, I'm assuming, in five. Then you're saying?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Sorry.
I think I have the Nuggets in five as well.
I
want to say six, but I don't think they're going to want to win on the road. I think if they get to six, they'll lose and go win at home.
I don't know if the NBA will let them.
Yeah. MVP, Jokic. of the series, obviously.
Is he not the most reluctant NBA superstar? People just don't want to give it to him. But, and I mean, how is he not? No, he doesn't care.
Yeah. He hates, but he doesn't.
You know what? I'm going to say no. I'm going to say Murray is the actual MVP, but they're going to give it to Jokic.
I mean, I honestly don't hate that. I mean, I think Murray might be the MVP of the playoffs so far.
I know. I agree with you.
Wow.
It's crazy because Jokic does so much. I mean, he literally put up triple doubles. He brings up the ball. He rebounds. He fights through a lot. He doesn't complain. But, I mean, if you look at the stat sheet, Murray is the MVP. I mean, points-wise.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. But I'm trying to get his trying to get his like playoff splits for this year, but Basketball Reference isn't helping. I mean, he had a 50-point game, a 40-point game. Here's how crazy Jokic has been in the playoffs. In the NBA Finals, if you wanted to bet on Nikola Jokic to average a triple-double throughout the NBA Finals, it was like minus 125. They found it more likely than not he averages a triple-double throughout the NBA Finals. That is ludicrous. That's insane. Okay, we got about a minute. Shifting to hockey. We didn't talk much about it. Next week we'll break down these series as they sort of go along. Vegas, Florida, two classical hockey markets, two good teams, two fun teams. Who do you got there?
I think Florida and six. I mean,
I think they're on a roll.
They've been unstoppable. Now, I mean, they got a little more rest than Vegas, which I think will probably bode well for them. But, I mean, they've just been a team of destiny. It's hard not to pick against them. Vegas, too, I think they should have taken care of Dallas a little easier than they did, especially with how much Dallas struggled later in the playoffs.
I don't want Vegas to win.
But, yeah, I mean, I think one Florida team will win, and I think it's them.
Yeah, I got Vegas in seven. I think Florida has won in crazy ways, and I think at some point that luck has to run out, and Vegas has just looked more convincing.
It does go to what we've always said, though. The NHL, actually, anyone can win, except for
the NBA, team. I mean...
Well, yeah.
Denver is obviously the number one seed, but, like, I don't think coming into the year that would have been the consensus, and I don't think coming into the playoffs it was either. And then Miami almost didn't make the playoffs at all.
But
they lost to Atlanta, and then almost they barely beat Chicago. They were down late. Okay,
so Denver was the number one seed, and they're going to end up winning it, so that does not really...
Yeah, but I guess when we say anyone, we more mean like...
Well, I meant once the playoffs start. And Miami, yes, it would be the example. But this is so rare for the NBA. It's never happened before.
I genuinely think...
And that's only because Boston is enough.
I just think the types of stars that are in the league now, you won't have the same sort of top heaviness. Like the guys that carried that top heaviness for so long are moving past their prime. Well, they're doing things to make teams a bit more even. I think we're going to get a little more of this.
Denver's a true team.
My point. Yeah. Now that's what I'll say. There will always be teams.
And Boston should be ashamed of themselves. And we'll leave it.
They should. Ridiculous. I think that's a good note to send us home on.
All right. Well, this has been another edition of Apples to Apples right here on WFNU 94.1 LP, Frogtown Community Radio. Stay tuned for the hottest radio show on the planet, Connor's Corner, right now.
Can they be just let me state for the record, we're giving love in a family dose. We are family. Hey, I got all my sisters with me. We are family. Get up, everybody, and sing.
Sing it to me.
We are family. I got all my sisters with me. Just begun to get our share of this world's delight. High hopes we have for the future.